Today, sharing the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Yitz Hashem, we're going to finish off Simen Reish Ayin Aleph and hopefully start Ayin Reish Beis. We don't want to say Rav, famine, so we say Ayin Reish Beis. In any event, we had concluded the Mechaber in Sif Tes Vav yesterday, and just remind ourselves what he had to say before we do the last two Mishnah Berurahs in that Sif. The Mechaber taught us that if one spilled a cup of wine that he was making Kiddush on, but he did make Kiddush on the cup of wine, so they just have to bring him another cup of wine to make a Bar Priya Guffin on, but he doesn't have to repeat the Kiddush because he did in fact make the Kiddush on a cup of wine, and since he's going to drink right now, he'll fulfill the idea that you have to drink a cup of wine for the Kiddush, even though it wasn't the same exact cup. But the Bar Priya Guffin, as we pointed out, has to be repeated because the original Bar Priya Guffin is not going to be good because it wasn't on the wine that you're now drinking and you didn't realize you were bringing out any more wine, as we pointed out yesterday. So we go to this Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Ayin Ches. Ve'eino Tzarech Lachzor, you don't have to go back and say a new Kiddush. Why? Dekivin Shekiddush Mitchil Ala Yayin Kadin. Since you made Kiddush on a good cup of wine, as the din is. Ve'gam Tom Kishir. And now you are tasting it, albeit a different cup of wine. Afa Bishlo Tom Yoso Akosh Kiddush, even though you're not drinking from the cup that you originally made the Kiddush on, but you are drinking from a different cup, Yotza. You have fulfilled your obligation to make Kiddush ala kos. And this is true v'dat koshlo yisiach daito ben time. As long as you didn't have a long significant pause or an interruption between your making the Kiddush and you're ultimately drinking the new cup of wine they bring to you because the first cup of wine spilled out. However, he brings down, avolim kvar yotza mimekomo ben time. But if you left your place, you didn't realize you had to drink. Oh, it spilled, okay. And now you realize a few minutes later you have to drink, but it's already, you uprooted yourself from that place, then tzarech lachzor l'kaddish. Then your original kiddush is not good, and you have to go make a new kiddush over here, and of course a new Bar Priya Guffin. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kotzva poskim, the post can bring down. Im kiddush ala kos v'sover shu yayin. If a person was making kiddush on a cup which we thought was wine, then imsen, it turns out, shu chometz, it really is vinegar or mayim or water. So what should he do in this situation? Yikach kos acher shu yayin. He has to take a new cup of wine, v'yivarach bar priya gofen, and he has to make a bar priya gofen on it, as well as v'yikade shenis, and he has to make a new kiddush. The first kiddush in this scenario is not good. Why? The kiv and shalohaya yayin, since the cup did not have wine in it, nimtso shaloh kiddush ala kos klal. In retrospect, you did not make kiddush ala yayin. You didn't make kiddush ala cup of wine. And since Chazal set up that the kiddush Friday night has to be on a cup of wine, you are not yotze. However, he does bring down, and this is the name of the Magen Avraham in the Shagas Aryeh, mikol makom im haya daito mitchila mishas barocha lishtos yayin yoser. If his intention when he made the original Bar Priya Guffin was that he was going to go and drink additional wine, so even though there's only water or vinegar in this cup, he had planned on drinking another cup of wine, then in this situation, Eino Tzarech Levarach Shenis Bar Priya Guffin. He wouldn't have to make a new Bar Priya Guffin. Uchadel, as we've already explained previously, that when you're making a brach on something, it goes on all the other items of that category that you're going to have. You're making bracha one apple, it goes on the second and third apple that you may have, that you intended to have. You're making a glass of soda, so the shako goes on the first cup as well as the second and third cup that you may have because you were planning on having more. However, in this situation, that works for the birchas hanenin. However, rak l'kaddish, but you do have to go and repeat the bracha of kiddush because that was not on a cup of wine. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'chol zeh, this is true all, shenimtso hakos mayim. That's when you found out that the cup had water in it, not wine. You thought it was white wine, and it turned out it was water. V'chei agavna, or any other similar scenario. Dov rishen o mashe klal, something that's not a real beverage. Avo ki shenimtso sheichel, but if you find out that it was beer, o shar mashke, or any other type of a beverage, shahar yuchamar medina bo samokum, which is considered the type of liquid we discussed this previously. Kamar Medina is a type of liquid or a beverage that is considered something that's brought out even when a person isn't thirsty. So beer would fit into that category. Liquor would fit into that category. Then, since this cup did have something that bid the Evid could be used for Kiddush, so therefore you don't have to make new Kiddush. Elo Yavarach Aleh Shahako, you just make a Shahakal on it, V'yishta, and you drink it, and then you're okay. I behold the Tzarech L'Kaddish Shenis. Why do you have to make Kiddush again? In the scenarios that we just said, that's when there was no wine in front of you. But if there was additional wine over there that was prepared for you on the table, or nearby on the bench, right when you were making Kiddush, so then it's not only the cup that you had in front of you, that the Kiddush is going on, but it's also the other potential wine that you're going to drink that the Kiddush is going on. And you were planning on downing that bottle. You and the people at the table were going to finish off that bottle. So then, even in that case, you don't even have to make Kiddush on the second cup. You don't have to go and make Kiddush or Bari Priya Goffin. Because your Kiddush goes on all the wine that's at the table, not only the cup of wine that you had in your hand, which in retrospect wasn't wine. And then the Yishtem Ihen Tekef Melo Lugmav, and in order to fulfill your obligation to drink the Melo Lugmav, you should drink immediately the Melo Lugmav from the rest of the wine that was available that was on the table or on the bench. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'ye Shomrim, there's another opinion over here. Oh, that says further, Duha dinim ein yayin lefona. This would be true even if there wasn't wine in front of him. But there was bread on the table. V'ya pas munach lefona v'al shulchan. The bread is on the table and you can make Kiddush on bread on Friday night. So then ein lotzorch lekaddish mechadish. Then you don't have to even make Kiddush again. Ela yivtza tekev achara Kiddush ala pas. Immediately go and take the bread. In those days, again, we brought down the Ramah said they would wash before Kiddush, then they would make Kiddush, and then you could make Damotzi right on the bread, right then and there. And that will fulfill your obligation over here for the Kiddush ala pas. And therefore, the Kiddush that you just said was going on the pas. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, but if you do like the custom that we have, the Mishnah Berurah said, that, not like the Ramah, that we make Kiddush and then we wash our hands. So if that's the case over here, im Kiddush kodim netilas yadayim, kiminog yenu ayom, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is our minog, not like the minog of the Ramah, like the minog of the Yekes, that they go and make the Kiddush after they wash their hands until it's yadayim. So then you can't say this. Ein shayach lomar, duchol ha-kiddush al-pas. You can't say that the Kiddush went on the pas because you haven't washed until it's yadayim, and you clearly have demonstrated that the Kiddush was not on the pas. In that situation, you can't rely upon the fact that there's bread on the table and that the Kiddush Bidyevit went on the pas. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot 9 Tess. Kos of the Magen Avraham brings down the name of the Magen Avraham. Im Kideish Shachris al Shechar, Vinishbacha Kos, by Shachris, which you're allowed to make on beer, and you take the beer and you make Kiddush on the beer, but before you get to drink it, it spills out. So Ein Tzorach Loviach, you don't have to bring another Kos. Why? Kiyesh Omim Shaddai B'mashim Avarach Hamotzi al Pas, because here you can rely upon the bread as well. However, Vagoin Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bechidushim Cholikazeb, Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chidushim disagrees with this approach. And we can see this in Dir Shafut number 91. He writes, Shekivin Shalos Shorsa Mehashechor, he didn't drink any of the beer. Nimso Shayusol Beer Chotzolavatolo, so it turns out that his bracha wasn't a real bracha. Vikivin Shavadai Lo Yotze Bekidush Alakos, and since he wasn't Yotze with the Kiddush Alakos, Lomanismo Chalha Almrim should die bepast. Then how can you rely upon over here the fact that you could be satisfying this with bread, since that wasn't your intention? So this is a machlokas over here that's brought down between the first opinion, the Magen Avraham, and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now we go to Sif Tez Zayin. Lo yitamu hamesubim kodim shiitom hamekadesh. A person is not permitted to go and taste from the Kiddush if he wasn't the one that was making the Kiddush until the one who made the Kiddush has drunk from the Kiddush. This is if they're dependent upon him for the cup. If they have their own kosher brach in front of them so they can drink as soon as he says the Kiddush and the Bar Priya Goffin, they're not dependent upon him. But if he's going to be taking from his cup, they have an empty cup in front of them and he's going to pour off some of his Kiddush into their cup, so then they're not allowed to go and drink before he drinks. And this would be true even if they had some wine in their cup, but it was pogum, o pigumim. So they have to add from the Kiddush cup into that cup that they have to turn it not being into a kos pogum. That's what the Machaber tells us over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei explains, Hainu, av shayu lehem kosos b'fnei atzmon l'shasiyah. This is true even if they have cups in front of themselves to go and drink from, but they're dependent upon him, so they can't drink before he does. Oh, pegumim, sivkot and peyalef, their kos was pogum, meaning pogum nikwa kishatom mi mehamashki mitrila. Somebody had drunk from this cup beforehand without filling it back up. Umavur besif sha'achazel, we've already learned, sha'akoso shalamasubim pegumim, if their cups are pogum, somebody drank from them, mitzo sheyishbo chamakadesh ma'at mikoso l'soch kosan. We will learn in the next sif that there's a mitzvah to pour a little bit of wine from the one who was makadesh, the one who had the cup in his hand, into their cups to remove the pogum status. Shebeze yisakin kosin shaloye pogum. This way their kos won't be a kos shal pogum. Vaho will shehem zikukin lakoso, since they need his cup, tzrichel hamten olav shiito mitchilo, they should let him go and taste first from the wine. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Avol im hayu lehem kosos yayin she'enam pogum. If they had a good kos shal bracha in front of them, there was a perfectly good kos shal bracha, so in that situation, Rashayin Lishtos Kodim Shiyishta Makadish. Then if they wish to, as soon as the Makadish says Bar Priya Gofen, they can go drink and no problem. They don't have to wait for him else covered or something like that. They're allowed to drink right away. It's only when they're dependent upon his cup, so then they should let him drink first. The issue foot number 92 brings down, are you allowed to go and correct a pogum kos on Shabbos? Is that called mesakin mona? Is that called fixing over here a kli, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? So he brings down shemut v'adavar. It's not a problem. Now, he adds, however, that the Yeshuas Yaakov says, osur, mishum mechseki mesakin. He does say, I am concerned over here. It looks like you're fixing something on Shabbos. However, Shlomo Zalman explains over here that even the Yeshuas Yaakov is only saying this according to the Sovrim, that by adding a little bit of wine into a cup, you're not masaking it from being pogum. And it's only if you add a lot to it and you mavatal it. Now, you're not allowed to be mavatal it on Shabbos. That's the problem. But since we hold that even adding a little bit of wine or water will be masaking the pogum, as we've already learned, so then mutu lasus ken gam b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, and it's not considered tikkun over here because it's no different than you're allowed to rinse out a cup on Shabbos to make it ready to be used, and it's only problem over here if it's bitul berov, according to the Yeshuas Yaakov. Now we go to Sivkot and Yudzayin. The Mechaber says, Ein sarach lishpach b'kosa makadish l'kosus yayin shelefneha mesubim, elu imkein hayu b'kumim. You don't have to pour from the cup that the person is making kiddush from into the cups of the other people around the table unless their cup was pogum. Then, Shah Sarach Lishbok will call Kos for Kos, Kadesh Yishtu Kula Mikoshe no Pogum. Because in that situation, their cup is Pogum, and you want to correct the Pagima, you want to correct the fact that it's Pogum, and therefore, if you pour a little bit of wine from the Kos of Kiddush into their cup, you'll correct it. And therefore, that is recommended according to the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Beis explains that you have to pour it into it, Hainu Kodim Sheyishte HaMevorach. Before the person goes and drinks from his cup, he should go and pour it into the other people's cup. And this is also brought down in the Be'er HaGola over here in Os Chof. And he says, Kodim Sheyishte HaMevorach. Ba'ozlo Yishte Kodim Sheyishte HaMevorach. And in that situation, when the person who made Kiddush pours into their cups, under those circumstances, they should not drink before the person who made Kiddush has a chance to drink. The issue foot number 93 brings down, what happens if you're not pouring it into a kos pogum? He's pouring it into their empty cup. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, this is also quoted by Rav Nissen Karlitz, Shlita, She'ein tzorech lishpoch l'kosus kodim shishta. Then if he wishes to, he can drink first. Kivin she'ein lifnei kol echad kos yayim b'fnei atzo, since they don't have their own cup of wine, nechshav hadavar kilu kulam shosim mikoso. Then they're all considered like they're drinking from his cup. Therefore, if he wishes to, he can drink first. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah over here is only talking about when they have a kos that is pogum in front of them, then before he drinks, he has to pour into their cups. But if they just have an empty cup in front of them, he could drink first and then pour into their cups. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Pei Gimel, he says, even though technically they don't have to drink, be nothing wrong if they didn't drink, but as we pointed out earlier in yesterday's shiur, it is preferable that everybody drink from a coast that's not pogum. It's preferable that they drink, and it's therefore preferable to drink from a coast that's not pogum. The Shaar HaTzion in Os Pei Tes, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, when they're all drinking from the kosher bracha, even though he drank from it, so technically it's a coast pogum now, nevertheless, Mikre kos she'eno pogum. It still is halachically considered like it's not pogum. D'chashuvim kimekadesh gufa, because it looks like they're making kiddush on it, and it's only kisheshofech mikosa lekosan b'ina sheishmoch kodim sheishta biatzmo. Only in that situation, if he's pouring from his cup into their cup, it would be not correcting it if his cup was already drunk from. It would be like pouring from one kos pogum into another kos pogum. That doesn't work, but in a situation where there's nothing in their cup, so then when he pours from his cup, which is technically pogum, into their cup, that's not a problem because the kiddush was made on that entire cup. There's nothing else there, so therefore it's not called a kos pogum. With that, we conclude the long, beautiful siman resh ayin aleph. Now let us begin ayin resh beis. As we said, we don't want to say the word rav, famine, so we call it ayin resh beis, and this tells us on what type of wine should you make kiddush on. And the Mechaber starts off in sif aleph. Ein mikachin al yayin sherecho ra. One is not permitted to make kiddush on wine that has a bad odor to it. It's not very fragrant. Af al gav dereche v'tame chamer. Even though the smell, the aroma, is still wine and the taste is still wine, still you shouldn't make it on recho ra. The lo al yayin magula. And likewise, you shouldn't make it on wine that has been uncovered. Even nowadays, afilu ha'idna, the lo kabdinu nagilu. Even though nowadays we're not makbid because we don't have snakes around, and there's no concern that your uncovered wine had a snake come and put poison into it like they had in the days in Eretz Yisrael where there were snakes commonly all around. Nevertheless, even though we're not makbid in many situations on giluy, you shouldn't make kiddush on a cup that was uncovered. We'll define what we mean by uncovered momentarily. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph explains, Ein mekachin, we don't make kiddush over here on something that has recho ra. So he writes, Afilu ein lo yayin acher, even if there is no alternative, you don't have any other wine. And vafilu bidyevet, and even after the fact, if you did make kiddush on such wine that's recho ra, has a bad aroma to it, im kiddush, if you did, you're not even yosi bidyevet. Mashmah divrei haRamban, shuva b'beis Yosef, de lo yotza. You're not yotza even bidyevet, it's mashmah from this Ramban, brought down by the Beis Yosef. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, take a look, v'ayin in the bir halacha. And the bir halacha at the very top, in Dibur HaMaskel, ein mekachim, so he brings down this Beis Yosef in the name of the Ramban. And he also says, this is also the opinion of the Birke Yosef. And he says, ach shekosav uladas haritva, but he does bring down the ritva, the sover de yayin adom hu mitzvah bi'alma. It's only to have red wine that's a mitzvah bi'alma. Efsha du adin b'zeh. So he says, maybe over here too. It's considered a mitzvah over here to have wine that smells good, but maybe bidyevet, if you didn't have red wine, or if you didn't have wine that smelled good, so you could be yotzi bidyevet. However, the Chofetz Chaim goes to a long arichus to say, lo domi la hadadi. He doesn't think these two are comparable, red wine and having a good smell. Ayin shum for this discussion. The Mishnah Berurah continues, could you make havdalah on a wine that has a bad aroma to it? He says, Ayin the chidusha Rekiva Eger, shemistapik with it. He's not sure. Rekiva Eger is not sure. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, myself, li, nira, poshut hadavah le'isru. I don't think you can. The reason why you have to have a nice wine, the reason why you should do a mitzvah nicely in the more optimal way of doing it is because, is this the way you would bring it to your goyish governor? You wouldn't bring him a garbage type of a gift. You'd bring him the best gift possible. So, Allah has kama v'kama. You should bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu something nice. That's called HaKriveyu no alefecho secho. Now, that's why I don't think the Chofetz Chaim says that you could bring wine that has recho ra, even bidyevet. And he says, Baruch Hashem, achakach motzosi bebirke Yosef, I found the chidah, the birke Yosef, shekosav came b'shem sefer Beis Yehuda. This is the exact opinion of the Beis Yehuda as well. U'pashenu hadin al shecho sherecho ra in makachim. And certainly on beer that has a bad aroma to it, you can't make kiddush on it. Sivkon Beis, Sherecho Ra. What does that mean, that Recho Ra? Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shemasriach Kitzatz, it's somewhat spoiled. Machma Shemunach Bechlimos, because it was put into a container that was disgusting. V'yavtim B'varchan Lo Bar Piyagofen, even though the bracha, if you were just having this not for Kiddush, is still a Bar Piyagofen, Afilu Hochi, nevertheless, Lekadesh, to make Kiddush on such wine, Osu Mishum Hakriveh No Lefecho Secho V'gomer. As we just pointed out, that's not proper. And making Kiddush is different than just having a drink for yourself. Having a drink for yourself, Stam, so then it is a Bar Piyagofen. But bringing it as an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, just like you wouldn't bring this to your governor, so you don't bring such an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue foot number three brings down, if it's the type of wine that starts off with a bad aroma, like this wine that comes from muscat type of grapes, that it starts off bad, but then it ultimately is good, so you are allowed to make kiddush on that, because right now, when you're making the kiddush on it, it is meshubach. It is very good. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says, nowadays, we aren't concerned about giluy, nevertheless we don't make kiddush on an open, uncovered cup of wine. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum she'ein mitzuyin etzleinu nechashim. Nowadays we don't have the concern of giluy because we don't have snakes amongst us. Nevertheless, afilu hachi osur, mishum hakriveyo no lefecho secho. Nevertheless, we don't make kiddush on an uncovered bottle of wine because it's not right. It's not going to be a nice gift, and we only give nice gifts to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, miyu, im amat shal muetis, if it's just out there uncovered for a short period of time, Magula, and it's opened up just for a short period of time, and lahak b'rid, and then we don't have to be concerned about that nowadays. Kozman shalom nomar tam overecho, as long as the smell and the taste haven't changed, so that it's not a problem. And then he brings down from the Chayyadam, the dafku b'mokum shayayim b'yoker, the lo kapti kulihai b'gilu mua. It's only in places where the wine is very expensive, and there people don't get at all concerned if it's been open for a little bit, and they don't want to throw it away because it's so expensive. Aval makadish al shechar, but if it's beer that you're making kaddish on, yizar bezeh, then you shouldn't even use it if it's uncovered for a little bit of time. And he says, v'nira, the be'en lo achar, en lahakbi b'dievet, gam b'shechar kamo b'yayin. But if there is no other choice, so then even by beer, and certainly by wine, one shouldn't be makbid over here not to make kiddush at all. There was a problem of gilui. as the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Oseh, it's better to make Kiddush on this than not to make Kiddush at all. That will conclude today's shiur.